Krisus Paragil Mishnah Ches 3:8. We're still to Rabbi Akiva asking questions to Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in the marketplace of Amaom. And here he says, Va'od Shalom Rabbi Akiva. He also asked him the following question. Eivar Hamaduldal Babahema Mahu. What is the status of a dangling limb from an animal? So the question here is about Tumah. And as Rabbi Akiva wants to know, is a limb, which is essentially, you know, no longer part of the animal, it can never heal or reattach, but it's still dangling, let's say, you know, by the skin, whatever it is, like the leg, let's say, has been torn off, but it's, you know, it's still dangling by some skin. Is that considered to be a detached limb in the context of tuma? Because a dead animal is a nevela, an avatuma, and if you separate even an aver min achai, a limb, which is defined as a piece of the animal which contains a bone, as well as the flesh around the bone and the connective tissue, so that limb, the aver min achai from the living animal, already is treated like a nevela, meaning a source of tuma and avatuma, even though the actual animal is still alive. So Rabbi Akiva wants to know, is that limb, which is dangling, and no longer can really, like, you know, be nourished or supported or reattached or healed to the animal, is that already considered to be a detached limb, which would be a source of tuma? So to that, Amru lo lo shamanu, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel say they don't have a tradition regarding the dangling limb. Avol shamanu be'ever hamadudul ba'adam. We do have a tradition regarding a dangling limb of a human being, shehu tahor, that in such a scenario where you have a person, let's say limb is basically, you know, detached and broken off, but still dangling by some skin, that it would not be a source of tumah. And then, in fact, they have that as tradition. And it's based, it really limits from a pasuk. Okay, the pasuk is the pasuk that talks about tumah from a person. It says, Adam ki yamus ba'ohel, when a person dies in the tent. So it has to be a person's dead, and we learn from the Zadrasha that if the person's alive and has something attached to him, it's not a source of tumah. And they have sort of like a case precedent for that, because shekach hayu muke shechin b'yushalayim osin. In the scenario where you had someone who had leprosy, what's really known as Hansen's disease, let's say, where they had these skin lesions and sort of this nerve damage where the nerve stops working, the limb kind of shrivels up and they have no sensitivity, and eventually kind of get, you know, torn and broken off. So you've got this sort of dangling limb, say the guy's arm, and he goes to Shalim to be part of, you know, Alila Regal, but he doesn't want to be disgusting in the eyes of his fellow Jews, so he wants to remove this dangling, let's say, arm, so he's not gross to everybody else. So his problem is that you can't be Tamei and still participate in the Korban Pesach. So this is happening around Pesach time. And this poor fellow, the Mukashchin, who's, you know, his limbs falling off, doesn't want to be Tamei, but he also wants to be disgusting. So what did he do? Holach lo Erev Pesach Eitzel HaRofe. He would go to the doctor on Erev Pesach. V'chotcho, and the doctor would now essentially cut the rest of the limb. Ajahu maniach bo kisaora, until he left a little bit left. The girsa I have in front of me and my Mishnah is kisaora, like a barley, but the correct girsa is most likely kisaara, just a hair's breadth of skin left. And again, this sounds gruesome, it's terrible, but if a person really has leprosy, that's what's happening here, so he would have had nerve damage and wouldn't feel it anyways, probably. And then, with that dangling by a thread limb, v'tochfo besira, the poor fellow who has this limb would attach it to like a thorn bush on the ground. V'hu nimshach imenu, and then he would like sort of jump away from the thorn bush with like kind of all the strength, and that would tear the last bit of skin, leaving the limb behind on the ground and him detached from it. V'hala osa pischo, and he was permitted then to offer or participate in the Korban Pesach. V'rofa osa pischo, and same goes for the doctor, the surgeon. Now you see, human limbs are a potent source of tumah, and just bearing their weight, let alone touching them, would make a person tameh if the limb is fully detached, an aver min achai. Just as a person is an avi avos, the corpse is a potent source of tumah, so too is a detached limb. But here you see that the limb was not totally detached, and we're letting the fellow who sort of jumped away from his limb, but he was carrying his weight till the second before, participate in the Korban Pesach, and same goes to the doctor. So you see this recipe of just leaving it dangling by a thread and then pulling it away without touching anybody after that, or touching the limb, is going to not convey any tumah. So clearly you see that a dangling limb on a person by a thread is not a source of tumah. And says Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Gamliel. V'roen anu shadavarim kol v'chomer. It's a kol v'chomer if the dangling limb of a human beings being much more, not only most more potent source of tumah when you're talking about the limbs, because they're an av yavos, they're just an av, and also human beings are much more susceptible to tumah. Human beings can become tamu when they're alive, whereas animals certainly cannot become tamu when they're alive. So if that scenario doesn't make the person tamu with his dangling human limb, so for sure the dangling animal limb shouldn't be a source of tumah. And indeed, that is the halacha. An aver of any size, a limb of any size detached from a person or an animal, as long as it has the bone, connective tissue, and flesh going around it, so that would be a source of tumah, a nevela in the course of a context of an animal, so it's conveys tumah by mag and masa, and if it's a person, also by ohel, but none of that applies if the limb is a dangling even by just a thread of skin, so that would be the din.